This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussing issues of rebellious candidates is registered against understanding of parties. Election Commission provides election symbols to candidates buying for May 13 local level election. 8,000 candidates withdraw their nominations. Security officials discuss possible security challenges in upcoming May 13 local level election. And Russia urges US and NATO to hold Kiev armed supply in resolving Ukraine crisis. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of ruling coalition are now holding a meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwata. The meeting is discussing various concerns regarding the upcoming May 13 local level election. The leaders are said to be trying to find new strategies to address the situation as various rebellious candidates were registered in the local level election. The Prime Minister's press coordinator, Govinda Pariyar, confirmed the attendance of the top leaders of the ruling alliance. The Election Commission has provided election symbols to the local level candidates. Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podil said the election symbols were provided to the candidates for May 13 local level election. And he said that 8,000 nominations were withdrawn. The Election Commission published the final name list of the candidates yesterday. He further said as the Commission's office at the local level provide election symbols to the candidates, the Commission needs further reporting to decide on how many symbols were provided. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has dispatched ballot papers to 64 districts across the country and has printed 94% of the necessary ballot papers. The Home Ministry organized a virtual meeting today to discuss the possible security challenges regarding local-level election. The election security seminar chaired by Home Minister Balakrishna Khand discussed on ways to hold local-level election in a free and fearless manner by resolving the possible challenges. On the occasion, Home Minister Khand directed security bodies to hold local-level election utilizing the available means and resources in a free and fearless environment. Present in the virtual seminar were Home Secretary, heads of security bodies, and the officials of the district security committees and chiefs of provincial security agencies. A special committee formed by the government to furnish suggestions for the revival of COVID-19 affected sectors has forwarded 18-point recommendation. The committee says the government needs to facilitate the tourism sector with concession in taxes and use of electricity and water. The committee has also pointed out the need to implement tourism revival packages immediately as it is the foundation of national economy. The report handed over to Tourism Minister Prem Bahadur Ali states that investment in tourism would yield return quickly when the country is facing pressure on foreign currency reserves. The Consulate General of Nepal in New York has organized a promotional program to spread the message that Nepal's tourism has reopened post-COVID-19. The program was organized in cooperation with the Asia-Pacific Travel Association, New York chapter, and Nepal, the wonderland of natural, cultural and spiritual beauty, coinciding with the 75th anniversary of the Nepal-US diplomatic relations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya.
Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौं, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the westerly low pressure system is causing rainfall in various places across the country, including Kathmandu Valley. The rainfall is said to be continuing for a few more days. The division said apart from the westerly low pressure system, the low pressure system prevailing from Uttar Pradesh to West Bengal in India and the influence of local air jointly impacted the weather in Nepal, resulting in light precipitation. Meteorologist Manju Basi shared that the current weather activities were due to the effect of three weather systems combined. Flights at Tribhuvan International Airport were affected today due to adverse weather. Bad weather weakened the visibility, making it difficult for the aircrafts to land flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. The bad weather condition also slightly affected the flights in other airports as well. Nepal has proposed Malaysia to increase the minimum remuneration of Nepali workers in Malaysia. During the meeting with the Home Minister of Malaysia, Nepal's Labour Minister Krishna Kumar Shrestha, who is in Malaysia visit, proposed to increase the minimum remuneration, service and facility of Nepali workers in Malaysia. Two ministers held a discussion on various issues, including providing more opportunities for employment and making Nepali youths skill-oriented. Mother's Day has been observed by paying homage to mothers across the country today. As per the tradition, offsprings wake up early in the morning, take bath and worship their mothers by giving presents and goodies to their mothers. And those who do not have their mothers reach Mata Tirtha in Chandragiri municipality to pay tribute to the departed souls of their mothers. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Russian Foreign Minister has urged the U.S. and NATO to stop supplying Kiev with arms if they are really interested in resolving the Ukraine crisis. In an interview with Xinhua News Agency, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said if the U.S. and NATO are really interested in resolving the Ukraine crisis, they should wake up and stop supplying the Kiev regime with arms and ammunition. When asked about Western sanctions, Lavrov said Russia can retool its economy to guard against potential unlawful hostilities. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said France would intensify its supply of military and humanitarian support to Ukraine. After his telephone talk with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, French President Macron reiterated the French commitment to supplying aid. The Sri Lankan government has announced a 40% price hike for dozens of commonly used medicines today. The Sri Lankan Health Minister Chana Jayasumanna said 60% medicines, including antibiotics, non-prescription painkillers and medications for heart conditions and diabetes would be subject to the price hike. It is also the second time in 6 weeks that pharmaceutical prices have been raised. In mid-March, a 30% price was imposed. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussing issues of rebellious candidacies registered against understanding of parties. Election Commission provides election symbols to candidates vying for May 13 local level election. 8,000 candidates withdraw their nominations. Security officials discuss possible security challenges in upcoming local level election. And Russia urges US and NATO to hold Kiev arms supply in resolving Ukraine crisis. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.